The nonprofit Conservative Partnership Institute, or CPI, has become a central hub for the pro-Trump wing of the Republican Party. Trump's Political Action Committee gave CPI a check for $1 million, and the group has hired some key figures involved in Trump's effort to overturn the 2020 election. Experts tell NPR that CPI's political activity may be pushing the boundaries of tax law. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach has been looking into all of this. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning.
So give us a sense of what the Conservative Partnership Institute actually does.
Yeah, so CPI was founded in 2017 by former Republican Senator Jim DeMint. They've since brought on former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, campaign lawyer Cleta Mitchell. Both of them are now under investigation in Georgia for their role in trying to overturn the 2020 election. Now, CPI hosts policy retreats for conservative Republicans in Congress, also provides them studio space to record podcasts, do TV interviews. They've also created a project called the Election Integrity Network that hosts events around the country that are largely premised on the false claims that the 2020 election was stolen, and they've also featured speakers from the Republican National Committee.
Okay, so what is it that CPI might be doing that is pushing the boundaries of tax law?
Well, CPI is registered as a charity under Section 501c3 of the tax code. That means they're exempt from certain taxes, and their donors, importantly, can deduct their contributions and lower their tax bills. But there are strings attached with that status. Charities can advocate on controversial political issues, but the IRS totally bans them from getting involved in political campaigns by either directly or indirectly supporting or opposing candidates. Now, a charity can also potentially violate the law if the IRS finds that they provide a significant private benefit to a specific political party, as opposed to just generally educating the public on conservative issues, for example.
Okay, so what is CPI doing that is potentially concerning?
Couple different categories. Now, on Twitter, CPI is promoted, for example, an op-ed about how congressional Republicans need to be more like Trump to win election. CPI's Election Integrity Network has also retweeted multiple campaign accounts for Republicans running for office. And at one of those election integrity events, they even featured Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's currently running for re-election. And in leaked audio from that event, you can hear he got big cheers when he said Republicans had succeeded in registering more of their voters than Democrats, and then said this.
We need everybody to come out and really, really have a huge, huge November in the state of Florida. I think there's going to be opportunities to do a lot of great things across the country. House, Senate, governor's races.
Now, Cleta Mitchell from CPI claims that she's invited Democrats to these events, too. The DNC told me they were unaware of any invitation. They needed more information to be absolutely sure. But so far, CPI has not provided any records to back that claim up.
So what are experts saying?
I talked to Lloyd Hitoshi Meyer. He's a professor at University of Notre Dame Law School. He said some of CPI's online posts appeared to clearly cross the legal line, and he said there's real concerns about whether their activities are just too closely intertwined with the Republican Party.
If I was looking at this as an IRS agent or as an outside lawyer for that matter, I would say there's enough here that I want to do some digging. There are definitely yellow flags here.
Now, if the IRS were to find that CPI is violating the law, they could impose tax penalties, revoke their tax-exempt status. CPI declined to answer our questions on the record. They said in a statement they fully comply with all IRS rules and do not engage in any political campaign activity.
So do experts think the IRS will actually take action in this case?
Well, the IRS does not comment on individual cases. They declined to comment here. In general, the IRS has just not done a lot of enforcement among nonprofits lately. Budget cuts over the last decade have really reduced how much they enforce the law. In the past, they've also faced major political blowback when attempting to rein in nonprofits' electoral activity. Happened in 2004 when the NAACP was audited over some comments critical of President George W. Bush and the Iraq War. There was another controversy that people might remember from 2013 over alleged IRS targeting of Tea Party groups. The backlash there also made the agency a bit more reluctant to act. An expert said, though, without tough enforcement, nonprofit groups have gotten a bit more bold. And Congress recently, though, gave a major boost to IRS funding in the Inflation Reduction Act, so that might change the dynamics here a bit.
I'm NPR's Tom Dreisbach. Thanks so much.
Thank you.